This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Recently, I came across an alarming article by Congressman Sam Johnson of Texas. Johnson was a fighter pilot in the Air Force who served in the Vietnam War and spent almost 7 years as a prisoner of war. He endured torture and nearly 4 years of solitary confinement. He is a decorated war hero whose honors include 2 Purple Hearts. Now Johnson is troubled by the Obama administration's abuse of power and brazen disregard of traditional American rights. During last year's U.S. government shutdown, some U.S. military priests were threatened with arrest if they ministered to their parishioners. Congressman Johnson says that threatening members of our military, if they worship, reminds him of the strict orders to him and his fellow POWs in Vietnam prisons not to hold worship services. When they defied this order, they were tortured. But rules during the shutdown are only a small part of Obama administration assault on religious liberty. Representative Sam Johnson also mentioned Obamacare and the HHS mandate. We should be very thankful about the Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case, but that case should never have gone that far. Congressman Johnson points out that Obamacare and its mandates are an assault also on private enterprise. In America, we've always been free to work where we want and manage our businesses how we want. That's what sets us apart from the communists whom Congressman Sam Johnson fought in Vietnam. I hope you won't brush off Congressman Sam Johnson's words as hyperbole. I find his observations very troubling. He's seen firsthand a country without freedom, and the fact that he can make any comparisons to today's America is truly alarming. The lawlessness of our current administration will have consequences, and the restrictions on religious liberty are some of the most dangerous.
Our founding fathers would not recognize the America being reinvented by President Obama. A new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer spells out Obama's campaign to secularize America. The title, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And you can get your copy where quality books are sold. Or go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Thursday, December 4th, 2014, edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next hour, and I want to thank you for your patience. I want to thank Renee for sitting in for me last night, and thank all of you out there. I spent the evening, I spent several hours recording what they call sides or scripts for this deal they're looking at me for in New York, and I should know tomorrow if I'm going to have to fly there, so I'll keep everybody posted. I don't know when the decision is going to come down, but it's supposed to be by the end of the week. At any rate, let's see what we got going tonight. Oh, yes, do you know how many police killings go unreported every year in this country? Evidently quite a few. I'm going to get into that a little bit tonight. But let me remind you, the phone lines will be out open throughout the program, 800-313-9443, if anybody wants to call in, vent, rant, question, answer, whatever. Anyway, I want to share something with you. The goon thug cops murderer at will. Now, there's another goon. Remember that that black gentleman in New York that was choked to death by a police officer? I think it was July, about the middle of July of this year. Paul Craig Roberts writes, another goon thug gratuitous murderer has been let off by a grand jury and a prosecutor. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and Officer Pantaleo, the Obama puppet, gave their condolences, but they're so sorry about the collateral damage of protecting the public from criminals and terrorists. But our society would collapse if people are allowed to sell on the street untaxed individual cigarettes out of a pack, now wouldn't they? Without the death of innocents, none of us would be safe, for crying out loud. Our safety depended on the NYPD murder of Eric Garner, a father of six, who was a threat to guess who? No one. Another police murder of a U.S. citizen who was no threat to anyone, just or collateral damage, as the U.S. military calls it, when U.S. forces blow up kids' soccer games or weddings or funerals or birthday parties. Any concentration of people, regardless of what they are doing, is considered to be an enemy force and a legitimate target. And this includes people picking their crops in fields. Now, unfortunate perhaps, but soldiers and police and U.S. presidents have the right to make mistakes. Only a dangerous domestic extremist would think that a goon thug should be held accountable for a murder. I mean, after all, the 21st century American courts have established that those in the executive branch are above the law. American judges are sworn to uphold the U.S. Constitution, but this has not stopped them from subverting it in the interest of executive power in order to make us safe. Accountability would prevent our government from protecting us. Law gets in the way by protecting innocents from fabricated charges and the citizenry from a tyrannical government. Now, how can any American be safe unless the government has total power to protect the citizen by declaring him without any evidence to be a threat and thereby subject for extermination? Really, I mean, without the authoritative power and powerful and unrestrained government in Washington and in the police, how would any of us be safe? Threats would be everywhere, and we would all be murdered in our beds by domestic extremists, if not by terrorists. Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler have shown us the way, and Washington has taken it to heart, as long as you understand that killing is what makes us safe. You might be next, but it will just be collateral damage, an essential element of keeping Americans safe. And yes, hundreds of police killings go unreported, folks. And this is according to the Wall Street Journal report. The national statistics provided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation do not report 25% or more of the police killings in the United States. I wonder why. The newspaper analyzed data from 105 of the largest police agencies in the country and compared the figures to the official statistics of the FBI. And more than 550 killings between 2007 and 2012 were not part of the FBI totals. Specifically, in these jurisdictions, the journal tallied at least 1,800 police killings compared to only 1,242 reported by the FBI. One of the major causes of the discrepancy is the failure of many local police agencies to report homicides that are considered justifiable. As the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department said, such killings are not an actual offense, and they are not reported to the FBI. The journal gave the example of 24-year-old Albert Germain Payton in Washington, D.C., who was shot and killed back in 2012. His mother, who witnessed the killing, said the police were all acquainted with her son, who apparently suffered from a mental illness. And as he approached the cops that day, holding a small utility knife, they fired dozens of times, and he died soon after. Now, this homicide was not reported to the FBI. The officers involved are back on the job, and there was no further investigation. The consequences of the underreporting include the obvious underestimation of the reign of violence that exists in poor working class communities around the country. It is one more avenue through which the police and the authorities to whom they are ultimately responsible attempt to minimize the anger and political fallout that has been visible on the streets of Ferguson, Staten Island, and elsewhere in recent months. Only some of the most egregious cases of police violence become widely known. The reality is even worse than indicated in the latest grand jury exonerations of the police in Missouri and in New York. Where are they getting these people from? When they apply to the police department, do they have to be a rogue? Do they have to be a thug? Here's one. A New York PD former cop of the year busted trafficking 10 kilos of cocaine in Florida. So, this is a former New York City police officer, all right? He was in Queens, a police officer who once won his precinct's Cop of the Year award, has been busted on cocaine trafficking charges. Officer Philip Leroy, who worked in the 114th precinct, was nabbed just before midnight Monday in Sunrise City, Florida, with two other men while allegedly buying 10 kilos of cocaine. Leroy, the son of a retired detective, allegedly drove from New York with the intent to buy the drugs in the Sunshine State, and had his off-duty weapon on him at the time. Sunrise PD does this thing called forfeiture. You know that forfeiture which is rampant throughout the nation now, where they can pull you over. But what happens if you're on your way from, let's say Arizona to Las Vegas, and you got about $5,000 in your pocket to go gamble with? They pull you over, they can seize your $5,000 just on the suspicion that you've done something wrong, then you have to get an attorney and go to court to try to get your money back. And how often does that happen? From what I hear, rarely. Anyway, the Sunrise PD does this thing called forfeiture along with hundreds of other police departments across the country, which are like reverse drug deal stings, where cops pose as dealers selling very cheap cocaine. They're known for these kinds of big busts. You got to be pretty stupid to do this deal in Sunrise. Leroy is 28. Must have been stupid because he was charged with a felony weapons possession, cocaine trafficking, and conspiracy to traffic cocaine. According to the court records, his bail was set at $250,000. And the NYPD suspended the cop early Tuesday. I guess they suspended him early Tuesday. He was busted Monday night. I guess that means he wasn't a former NYPD officer. He was an officer. And now, as of Tuesday, he's not. Well, guess what? He's in jail awaiting formal charges to be brought by state prosecutors, which could take up to 21 days. 2 years ago, Leroy was picked from more than 100 officers in his precinct to win its Cop of the Year award, according to the report at the time. As a member of the anti-crime unit, P.O. Leroy has made more than 24 arrests so far this year for things like, well, robbery, gun possession. And they were praising the cop. You got to be pretty stupid to do this deal in Sunrise, Florida. I hear the music coming up. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, your American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Stick around. More to come.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun, but the sun hath gone down. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yes, you got to be pretty stupid to do a cocaine deal in Sunrise, Florida. Officer Leroy, who lives in Queens, racked up 188 arrests between January of 2009, when he joined the NYPD, and June of 2012. And on Facebook, the disgraced cop has posed for photos with a flashy black Infiniti and some featuring his chiseled abs while he's surrounded by voluptuous women. And in one picture, back from 2012, he stands next to a wall, emblazoned with the NYPD shield and the words, "The Greatest Detectives." Of course, his family didn't return messages seeking comment. A woman who answered the door at his Queens Village address said the family didn't live there. And Leroy's alleged accomplices, Richard Quintanilla and Brian Espinal, are accused of negotiating the deal, according to sources. Quintanilla, 35, and Espinal, 27, were each charged with trafficking cocaine and conspiracy to traffic cocaine. And my question again is, where do they get these cops? Okay, these cops that are going across the country, tasering people, shooting dogs, killing people, okay? And then they're getting off. The grand jury is not indicting these people. Why not? Okay? What's going on behind the scenes here? Why are these people being let go? And by the way, I'm not saying all cops are bad, okay? I'm saying that they're out there, and something needs to be done about this. You know, and it's truly impressive how the force of false media can control public perception. Now, one example, Sandy Hook. That's a good example. When you think about all these staged events orchestrated by intelligence agencies with crisis actors and the outrageous numbers of people who must be involved for this to take place and who have obviously sold their souls for money or are kept in silence by fear. For example, with Sandy Hook, how many people have died that were involved in Sandy Hook? Now, I believe there's four. One of them was a police officer. I can't remember all of them, but they were all affiliated with the Sandy Hook thing. Four of them are dead now. And it boggles the mind that it can even happen, but it does. The bombing of the Boston Marathon, obviously a government op. All those staged shootings elsewhere. And then there's the phony shooting in Ottawa and that bizarre fabrication in Woolwich. Nothing else besides being a willing automation for the forces of darkness makes sense. And then there's all the evidence of exactly that, folks. When you think about what lowlifes the people engaged in all of these things are, all those false flags and the financing of worldwide terror, mass murder in the UK, genocide and living torment in the Palestinians, fomenting of race wars and now appearing more and more in the public view, the ritual sacrifice of children, including rape and murder, affected to manifest the greatest terror, since that is a kind of fuel and power generator. Well, it's hard to explain how they could be such incredible monsters without bringing in their near-certain supernatural alliance with ancient forces of darkness. They must surrender their humanity through a series of ever-greater offenses against their humanity in order to make themselves a living abode on the manifests for creatures who ordinarily reside in the infernal regions. Just calling these people psychopaths is not comprehensive. The best description phrase, I think, is that they do evil for the fear or for the sheer joy of it. For them, it is a mystical experience on the opposite end of that attributed to saints. Now, since this is a Kali Yuga, the capacity for and access to the practice and instruments of black magic at the deepest level of its potential for iniquity, it's there to be had. There are beings far older than any of us who thirst for human forms to occupy so that they can get up to all kinds of things that no actual human being would ever countenance. So, they transform the human countenance into the demonic. They are not unlike joyriders who go racing down the highway in stolen cars. They do it with hijacked consciousness. This puts it all in perspective. This explains it all. These people who were formerly people are housing units for dark forces who are celebrating their hour of presence until they get their clocks cleaned so that they never tell that kind of time again until the next time. And this time, I don't know. There is an insidious shadow afoot with an intensity unlike any other time in its now near universal presence. Here is the sort of thing going on in ashrams these days. Everywhere that there is anyone with pretensions of integrity, this shadow is looking for a way in and more often than not finds a way in. Here is admonition, by example, as to why people should not set themselves up as gurus and a clear proof that power corrupts. Most people can't handle power. They think they can until they get behind the wheel. Most people think they can handle money. You always hear them say that they wouldn't be like all those other people if they had that kind of money, or they wouldn't be like that when they get their money, but they do and they are. There's a power in money. There are varieties of power in all of the things that people covet and their ideas of themselves. Fore and aft of the possession of these things are not the same at all. Not at all. It takes a superior sense of command to be stronger than certain archetypical temporal forces unless you have command over yourself. And if you don't, something else will. Now, I am not by no means the smartest or strongest guy on the planet, but at least I know what I'm up against and how to stay out of the riptides. I have watched people in their bravado head into conditions and situations more powerful than they were. And you can't argue with them, and it appears that there is no other way for them to learn, and sometimes they still don't learn. Have you ever run into any of those people, folks? You tell them and tell them and tell them, and they go ahead and do it anyway. They're chalking their failure up to one thing or another besides themselves, given that they survived the event. One of the greatest liabilities anyone can carry about with them is the failure to admit they are wrong, the ability to turn back and go another way. When you have been shown that you are going the wrong way, it's a marvelous asset. The inability to is a liability. There is nothing wrong with making mistakes. We all do. Some learn from them and some don't. Some think if they do just the same thing again with a few modifications, then that will be fine, given the level of moral depravity running around. The consideration that something might be good or evil doesn't even come into the picture. These days, the lines are blurred to such a degree that a clear and precise definition is impossible for many people. And interjecting here, what, you know, with these police officers that are running around killing these dogs and killing these people and then getting exonerated by the grand juries, is evil not running rampant through this country right now? Now, I've said my piece about Michael Brown, but I was surely less than comprehensive. Just because I think Brown was no kind of an innocent bystander does not mean I support the actions of Darren Wilson or the follow-ups by the Ferguson police. I do not. What I think is that the example picked for street level, racial injustice, was among the worst possible choices. It's not my place to go into the deeper reasons behind crime in certain neighborhoods. This is a complex thing that has worked to whatever ends the agenda or argument is directed. What I know is that racial profiling of blacks is a fact. I probably have a little more insight into the whole dance given the time I've spent in prisons and other lockups. By the way, I'm reading this, folks. This isn't me. I haven't spent any time in prison. I've spent in prisons and other lockups, and were it not for the support, with nothing asked in return by the biggest and baddest dudes inside, there could well have been a different outcome in my situation. Now, the CIA, which should be labeled the SIA, the Satanic Intelligence Agency, of which isn't even supposed to be operating on domestic turf, funnels drugs into the black communities, and then the domestic law enforcement arm of the octopus of the inferno locks them up, and then the court system sends them away. And it's nobody's screwing business what anyone puts in their bloody in their body, and if alcohol, which is the most destructive drug going, is legal, and if the very worst drugs are being prescribed by the medical community, then I'll take whatever I please, whenever I please, and it's nobody's business. Nor do I ever feel like I'm breaking any valid law. Certainly no law relevant to me. Oh, I hear the music coming up. Okay, we'll take a break, bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Valley of the Sun.
Yes, and these days, the Israeli-trained American police forces are just shooting people down in cold blood in the street. But, as wrong as that is, this does not mean that everyone caught in a street altercation is innocent. There are plenty of criminals out there of every color. I've heard all the arguments about racial propensities for criminal activity, but not all of them put together can achieve the performance level of the tribe in the day-to-day, and there is no more pernicious influence in the black community, considering that they own the apartment houses, the pawn shops, and are deep into every area and enterprise of these people. They own the slave ships that brought the Africans in chains to America. They parade themselves around as defenders of human rights, and you can see how sincere that is in Palestine. They commit the unspeakable murders of tens of millions in Russia and then paint themselves as victims and hostages in the same country. They abuse beyond description in the aftermath of having done it. Save Soviet Jewry and win valuable prizes. Their religion teaches that crime against anyone other than each other is perfectly permissible and even desirable, pleasing in the sight of the demon they worship as a deity. For every trend and condition, there are reasons, and some of them are deep in the subliminal. It's not my place to play sociologist. I take people as I find them. I've met good and bad from every level of the social strata. Obviously, I have been far too trusting in my time here. I would say I am much more discriminating now. Of course, Howdy Doody and his puppet masters are fomenting a race war in America. They are forced to come up with all sorts of strategies of divide and conquer to cover against the exposure coming to them from Mr. Apocalypse. And as the overlords continue to steal at an ever-increasingly greater rate, they need dramatic events going down that draw the public's, to draw the public's eyes away from this. And everywhere I have been and everywhere I go, what I see are thieves and liars in betrayal of the public trust. Nothing good is going to happen until the bankers are put in jail or dealt with according to the severity of their offenses against everyone else. They are behind nearly every bad thing. And whose funny money is paying for government policy? Whose funny money determines it's domestically and abroad? If you want to know who's behind the crap that you're stepping in and around and running away from, you have to only look to see who it is that controls the flow of the money. That is it. Look no further. Who is directly so engaged? End of story. We all know who that is, right? And then we've got the plummeting oil prices could destroy the banks that are holding the trillions in commodity derivatives. That's interesting. Could those rapidly falling oil prices trigger a nightmare scenario for the commodity derivatives market? The big Wall Street banks did not expect plunging home prices to cause a mortgage-backed securities implosion back in 2008, and their models did not anticipate a decline in the price of oil by more than $40 a barrel in less than 6 months' time either. And by the way, anybody in the country see gas dropping below $2 a gallon right now? I saw a report about that today. It's certainly not here in Arizona, but I'm just curious to see if there is a place in the country where it's actually down below $2 a gallon. If there is, call in 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear it. If the price of oil stays at this level or goes down even more, someone out there is going to have to absorb some absolutely massive losses. And in some cases, the losses will be absorbed by oil producers. But many of the big players in the industry have already locked in high prices for their next oil year through the derivatives contracts. The companies enter into these derivative contracts for a couple of reasons. Number one, many lenders do not want to give them any money unless they can show that they have locked in a price for their oil that is higher than the cost of production. And secondly, derivatives contracts protect the profits of the oil producers from dramatic swings in the marketplace. These dramatic swings rarely happen, but when they do, they can be absolutely crippling. So the oil companies that have locked in the high prices for their oil in 2015 and 2016 are feeling pretty good right now. But who is on the other end of those contracts? In many cases, it is the big Wall Street banks. And if the price of oil does not rebound substantially, they could be facing absolutely colossal losses. It has been estimated that the sixth largest too-big-to-fail banks control $3.9 trillion in commodity derivatives contracts, and a very large chunk of that amount is made up of oil derivatives. And by the middle of next year, we could be facing a situation where many of these oil producers have locked in a price of $90 or $100 a barrel on their oil, but the price has fallen to about $50 a barrel. And in such a case, the losses for those on the wrong end of the derivatives contracts would be astronomical. And at this point, some of the biggest players in the shale oil industry have already locked in high prices for most of their oil for the coming year. So, the U.S. producers have locked in higher prices through derivatives contracts. Noble Energy and Devon Energy have both hedged over three quarters of their output for 2015. Pioneer Natural Resources said it has options through 2016, covering two-thirds of its likely production, so they are protected to a very large degree. It is those that are on the losing end of those contracts that are going to get burned. Of course, not all the shale oil producers protected themselves. Those that didn't are in danger of going under. For example, Continental Resources cashed out approximately $4 billion in hedges about a month ago in a gamble that oil prices would go back up. Instead, they just kept falling, so now this company is likely headed for some rough financial times. Continental Resources, the pioneering U.S. driller that bet big on North Dakota's back and shale patch when its rivals were looking abroad, is once again flying in the face of convention, cashing out some $4 billion worth of hedges in a huge gamble that the oil prices will rebound. And late on Tuesday, the company, run by Harold Hamm, the Oklahoma Wildcatter who once sued OPEC, said it had opted to take profits on more than 31 million barrels worth of U.S. and Brent crude oil hedges for 2015 and 16, plus as much as 8 million barrels worth of outstanding positions over the rest of 2014, netting a $433 million extra profit for the fourth quarter. And based on its third quarter production of amount, 128,000 barrels per day of crude it hedges for next year would have recovered nearly two-thirds of its oil production. Oops! When things are nice and stable, the derivatives marketplace works quite well most of the time. But when there is a black swan event, such as a dramatic swing in the price of oil, it can create really big winners and really, really big losers. And no matter how complicated these derivatives become, and no matter how many times you transfer risk, you can never make those bets truly safe. Now, financialization is always based on the presumption that risk can be canceled out by hedging bets made with counterparties. This sounds appealing, but as I have noted many times, risk cannot be disappeared. It can only be masked or transferred to others. And relying on counterparties to pay out cannot make risks vanish. It only masks the risk of default by transferring the risk to counterparties, who then transfer it to still other counterparties, and so on and so forth. This illusory vanishing act hasn't made risk disappear. Rather, it has set a line of dominoes waiting for one domino to topple. This one domino will proceed to take down the entire line of financial dominoes. The 35% drop in the price of oil is the first domino. All the supposed safe, low-risk loans and bets placed on oil, made with the supreme confidence that oil would continue to trade in a band around $100 a barrel, are now revealed as high-risk. In recent years, Wall Street has been transformed into the largest casino, as we know, in the history of the world. Most of the time, the big banks are very careful to make sure that they come out on top. But this time, their house of cards may come toppling down on top of them. And if you think that this is good news, you should keep in mind that if they collapse it, it virtually guarantees a full-blown economic meltdown. The following is an excerpt from a previous article here. For those looking forward to the day when these mammoth banks will collapse, you need to keep in mind that when they do go down, the entire system is going to fall apart. Again, and that's where I interject carrot bars or the purchase of gold and silver, okay? Or lots of food and lots of food, let's put it that way, and, of course, some lead. At this point, our economic system is so completely dependent on these banks that there is no way that it can function without them. It is like a patient with an extremely advanced case of cancer. Doctors can try to kill the cancer, but it is almost inevitable that the patient will die in the process. The same thing could be said about our relationship with the, quote, too big to fail banks. Problem after the last crisis, but it never happened. In fact, the too big to fail banks have collectively gotten 37% larger since the last recession. At this point, the five largest banks in the country account for 42% of all loans in the United States, and the sixth largest bank control 67% of all banking assets. If those banks were to disappear tomorrow, we would not have much of an economy left. Our entire economy is based on the flow of credit, and all of that debt comes from the banks. That is why it has been so dangerous for it to become so deeply dependent on them. Without their loans, the entire country would soon resemble White Flint Mall near Washington, D.C. It was once a hubbub of activity where shoppers would snap up seasonal deals and teens would hang out to look cool. But now White Flint Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, which opened its doors in March of 1977, looks like a modern-day mausoleum with just two tenants remaining. Oh, I hear the music coming up. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll be back for the final segment in three. Stick around, more to come.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Yes, the White Flint Mall in Bethesda, Maryland. When it opened its doors in 1977, now looks like a modern-day mausoleum with just two tenants remaining. And photographs taken inside the 874,000-square-foot complex shows spotless faux marble floors, empty escalators, and stationary elevators. Only a couple of cars can be seen in the parking lot where well-tended shrubbery appears to be the only thing alive. I keep on saying it, and I will keep on saying it until it happens. We are heading for a derivatives crisis unlike anything that we have ever seen. It is going to make the financial meltdown of 2008 look like a walk in the park. And our politicians promised that they would do something about the too-big-to-fail banks and the out-of-control gambling on Wall Street, but they didn't. Now a day of reckoning is rapidly approaching and is going to horrify the entire planet. And who have we got at the top of this heap? We've got Barack Obama, war criminal, tyrant, torturer, racist, corporate tool, world-class thug.
His record speaks for itself, ideologically over the top, lawless, reckless, ruthless by any standard, reflecting the worst of rogue leadership, mocking democratic values, breaching rule of law principles, riding roughshod over responsible governance, serving moneyed interests exclusively. They never had it so good, responsible for protracted Main Street depression conditions, letting popular needs go begging when most needed, a reliable corporate tool and then some, pro-war, pro-business, pro-privilege, pro-super-wealth, anti-populist, anti-government of, by, and for everyone equitably, presiding over a gangster state, the most ruthless in world history, most reckless, most dangerous, exceeding the worst of his predecessors. After promising open change, he delivered betrayal straight away, breaking every major promise made, selling out to Wall Street, war profiteers, other corporate favorites, handing them trillions of dollars illegally, more on request, letting them make money the old-fashioned way, waging class war, targeting middle Americans for elimination altogether, stiff-arming America's most disadvantaged blacks, Latinos, Muslims, immigrants of color, supporting capital's divine right to use money and make more of it, institutionalizing inequality, force-feeding neoliberal harshness. When the vital stimulus is needed, when growing millions are impoverished, millions more unemployed or underemployed, over half the population needing dwindling amounts of federal aid, cutting social benefits en route to eliminating them altogether, transferring unprecedented amounts of wealth from ordinary Americans to corporate interests and super-rich elites, waging war on organized labor, calling it shared sacrifice, corporate interest share, like never before, gorging at the public trough. Workers sacrifice, losing good jobs, mostly rotten ones left, earning poverty-level wages, fewer no benefits, undergutted work rules, poor health and safety conditions, promised pension benefits disappearing, losing the right to bargain collectively with management on equal terms. Other hard-won benefits gone, blood and lives sacrificed to win them, disappearing in plain sight, destroying public education, commodifying it in order in another business profit center. Obama's race to the top, continuing to the worst of Bush's No Child Left Behind. Depriving children of real education, promoting school closures, mass teacher layoffs, wage and benefit cuts for those remaining, consigning millions of kids into oblivion, on their own, out of luck, destroying a nearly four-century tradition, replacing it with marketplace inequality. Hardening a police state apparatus George Bush established, militarizing America, making it a battleground more than ever. Arming police nationwide with combat weapons, using them irresponsibly, terrorizing America's most disadvantaged, peaceful protesters. Waging war on freedom, targeting it for the elimination altogether, one major false flag terrorist attack away. Followed by martial law, constitutional suspension, hardening police state viciousness, making America unsafe to live in, without fundamental civil and human rights protection. Endangering whistleblowers, exposing the government wrongdoing, journalists doing their job, working class people struggling to get by, one missed paycheck away from homelessness, hunger, and despair. Rationing health care, enriching the insurers, the drug companies, the large hospital chains, a pay-or-die system, according to Ralph Nader, instead of recognizing health care as a fundamental human right. Putting the bankers in charge of financial reform, deformed by any standard, a health system for global money control. Gaming the system for profit. Legalizing grand theft. The world's greatest ever money-making racket. Complicit with privatized central banks. Making the world safe for moneyed interests. While increasing poverty, unemployment, underemployment, homelessness, hunger, and despair. Ignoring vital people's needs. Hanging millions out to dry on their own. Sink or swim, live or die. Enforcing white supremacist policies, terrorizing and deporting more undocumented interests than in all previous U.S. presidents combined. On average, 1,000 a day, called deporter-in-chief for good reason, telling poor, desperate arrivals they aren't welcome. Authorizing Gestapo-like immigration's custom enforcement, warrantless raids targeting communities, workplaces, and other locations, armed with shotguns and automatic weapons, pulling immigrants from beds, rousing them from workplaces, confronting them without explanation, often targeting U.S. citizens by mistake, unapologetically. Conducting lawless searches and seizures, making arrests based on ethnicity, race, appearance, and English proficiency, separating children from parents, treating immigrants like common criminals, like terrorist threats, pretending otherwise. Obama's so-called immigration reform by presidential diktat is farcical, covering less than half the undocumented population, offering them pathetically little in return for demanding plenty, subjecting others to brutalizing treatment, deportation with no right of appeal, waging state terror worldwide, at home and abroad. Big Brother is real, watching everyone with technological ease, trampling on fundamental rights, leaving no one safe anywhere, threatening free speech, a free press, free thought, or intellectual inquiry. Without them, all other freedoms are endangered. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Candidate Obama called it the best source of information about waste, fraud, and abuse, saying whistleblowing effects reflects acts of courage and patriotism. Often the best source of information about government wrongdoing is an existing employee committed to public integrity, willing to speak out. We need to empower federal employees as watchdogs of wrongdoing and partners in performance. Promising strengthening whistleblowers' laws to protect federal workers who expose waste, fraud, and abuse in authority of government. Stressing government should be transparent, claiming he supports accountability and information for citizens about what their government is doing. He says one thing, does another. Giving rogue governments new meaning, wanting total control over what's made public. Obsessed with secrecy, wanting dissent crushed, wanting people denied information on what's most important, affecting their lives, welfare, and futures, inventing non-existent threats, fear-mongering to get people to believe him, support police state lawlessness, war on humanity, imperial adventurism, naked aggression against one sovereign independent country after another, posing no threat to America or its neighbors, ravaging and destroying them, turning them into rubble, killing millions, ousting sitting governments, replacing them with pro-Western ones, puppet Washington control, stealing their resources, exploiting their people, treating them like serfs, deciding who lives or dies. As judge, jury, and executioner, Obama's kill list chooses targets anywhere in the world, including U.S. citizens. Others designated for indefinite detention, uncharged, untried, guilty by accusation, due process denied, declared enemies of the state by presidential diktat. Obama promised to close Guantanamo in his first year of office. It remains open, a blight on the national conscience. The tip of the iceberg. Torture is commonplace in U.S. prisons. Washington operates scores of secret black sites worldwide. In dozens of countries, on ships at sea, imprisoning innocent victims, many sold for bounty, denied all rights, brutalized, tortured, and unaccountability. Invoking state secrets privilege, preventing lawsuits by victims of rendition, torture, and abuse, as well as warrantless wiretapping opponents, proving America is the world's leading human rights abuser. No nation in history matches its ruthlessness, out of control, and then some. Partnering with Israel's worst crimes, horrific by any standards, ruthless, genocidal, mass murdering Palestinian civilians. One fascist regime supports another with billions of dollars in annual aid, mostly military, the latest weapons and technology for them. Interest-free loans, unrestricted U.S. market access, free entry of its immigrants, support for its illegal occupation, opposing Palestinian self-determination despite international law, calling it a universal right. What Israel wants, Israel gets. Death, destruction, and Palestinian misery follow. Both countries deplore democracy. Obama wages war to prevent it, eliminate it in sovereign independent countries, in Honduras, orchestrating President Manuel Zelaya's ouster, replacing him with a fascist despot, making Honduras the hemisphere's murder capital, opposing government policy risks death. Militarized Haiti after a calamitous January 2010 earthquake, plunders it freely, prohibited democracy from emerging, and months later tried ousting Ecuador's Rafael Correa. U.S.-backed coups, plotter shut down airports, they block highways, they burn tires, roughed up the president, failed to oust him despite Obama's best efforts. Removed Paraguay's President Ferdinand Lugo, a noted liberation theologian, verboten in Washington, toppled by manipulated parliamentary impeachment. There's the music. I can't slam him any further tonight. Have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying.